Blog Talk Radio.
It is Super Bowl Sunday. How are y'all doing right now? This is Sportsaholics 24/7 with our Super Bowl special show. I'm your host, John. Joined with Brandon and Nick. What's up, guys?
Hey, John.
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
All right. So obviously a huge day, Super Bowl 2014. We have a lot to talk about today. But first, I'm just going to start off with I want to introduce a little contest that we're going to have for today. We want you guys to call in, make a prediction, what you think the score is going to be, who's going to win, and who will win MVP. If you get all those three correct, you will win a Bill O'Brien autographed T-shirt. Bill O'Brien, former Penn State head coach, now the head coach of the Houston Texans. He should be a pretty good coach in the NFL. And if you want to call in to try to enter that contest, that number is 347-884-8496. Once again, if you want to enter our contest to try to win a Bill O'Brien autographed T-shirt, you just have to predict the score of the game and predict the MVP. If you get those things correct, you will win the T-shirt. So let's get down to business right now.
And obviously the winner.
Oh, yeah, obviously the winner, yeah. All right, so let's get this going. So our first storyline we're going to talk about today is the Broncos offense versus the Seahawks defense. Probably the most important matchup of the game today. You know, it's going to be Manning versus Richard Sherman and the Legion of Boom, that Seahawks secondary. A great defense versus a great offense. So, Nick, we're going to start with you. What do you think this is going to be the biggest matchup for the day, and who will win this matchup of the Broncos offense versus the Seahawks defense?
Wow. Well, one of the main reasons why I predict Denver's offense to win the battle is mainly because they have Peyton Manning, one of the top three best quarterbacks in NFL history, and you know Seattle has an amazing passing defense. However, Denver, I think, might be able to beat Seattle at their own game. The way Peyton Manning's been playing, as great as he was, think about it. Colin Kaepernick almost got past Seattle's defense. If Colin Kaepernick can come so close to get a pass, there's not a doubt in my mind that Peyton Manning is more than capable of barreling through Seattle's defense. I think their passing game, is going to be too much for Seattle to handle, and not to mention the very wide variety of receivers that they have to choose from. It's really mainly this Richard Sherman who's the main threat with the passing game. Now, not to say Walter Thurman hasn't done a good job, but I think I think that any receiver, any of the starting receivers on the Broncos is a little too much for Walter Thurman to handle at this point. It's just Richard Sherman mainly who is the main threat.
Brandon, how about you?
Well, I mean, first of all, can I just say, like, wow. I mean, could we have ever possibly gotten a better matchup and a better storyline in the biggest game of the year? I mean, to be completely honest, in any scenario, in any matchup, it can go either way. I mean, Peyton Manning versus Russell Wilson on the other side of the ball, they're both very talented quarterbacks. Obviously, Peyton Manning has a lot more experience than Russell Wilson. But I think, you said it really comes down to the wide receiving core versus that secondary. And I think that each matchup has its own individual
advantages and disadvantages for both teams. I mean, you have a guy like Walter Thurman going up against Chris Walker, Julius Thomas, and Cam Chancellor against Wes Welker. Welker could beat Cam Chancellor down the sideline almost any time.
Last question.
But Cam Chancellor has a lot of size on Welker, and he can use his speed to catch up and maybe deflect the pass, maybe come up with a pick pass and what ended up, you know, a pick for someone else. And the same pretty much goes on the other side, except it's the reverse. I mean, Julius Thomas has the size and the speed that Thurman could catch up to him and play him easily. So it's really going to come down to, you know, where Peyton Manning is going to throw that ball. And to this day, to this season, I have not seen Peyton Manning throw a ball that is so wildly off target. And that's what it's going to come down to. And that's why I think that although they may or may not win the game, you'll hear my production in a minute, that's why I think the Broncos are going to thrive against the Seattle defense. They're not going to be able to stop them.
But, Brandon, keep in mind, Peyton Manning is arguably the most accurate quarterback in the NFL. I get a lot of
it's no argument. He is.
In NFL history, without, I would say, even but most accurate. But here's the thing. Like Richard Sherman said, which I really do agree with, and many other people agree with it, even Peyton Manning agrees with it, a lot of times Peyton Manning does throw ducks. A lot of times he does, but most of the time they work. Right? So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, a lot of people are saying, I just wanted to point that out, a lot of people are saying, well, I mean, the Seahawks have a very good chance of winning this game because Peyton throws too many ducks. I get it. He does throw a lot of ducks, but it works. He's accurate. Like, so what if he throws ducks?
Yeah, I you know, Richard Sherman had some comments on that, but for me, one thing that no one's talking about is the Broncos' run game, and for me, that's going to be the most important thing in this matchup between the Broncos' offense and the Seahawks' defense, because they have a few pretty good running backs. You know, they got Monty Ball, they have No'Shawn Moreno, and I think that if No'Shawn Moreno and Monty Ball can run the ball efficiently and effectively, you know, get a few first downs, take some of the load off of Manning, and force Seattle's defense to play a little honest, you know, to say, you know, they're going to be able to run the ball on us, so we have to stop the run, too. By running the ball, not only will that open up the play action, but it'll also force the Seahawks defense to say, you know, we have to start guarding the run, which will open up the pass even more. So that's going to be a huge matchup. Now, how about the other way around? Marshawn Lynch, one of the best running backs in the NFL now, and an underrated stat from this game is the Broncos' defense has only allowed one 100-yard rusher this whole season. Do you guys feel about this matchup?
Well, to be honest, I feel like the running game for both ends is going to be pretty fun to watch. I mean, obviously, Marshawn Lynch is beast mode. We all know who he is. But I think the underrated combo of Ball and Moreno is going to really hurt the Broncos' front line. The Seahawks' front line. Although I don't necessarily think that, again, they will thrive, as, you know, most people would say. I do think that both running games from both sides are going to have good games. And I do think that this is the day that Marshawn Lynch breaks 100 yards, and this will be the second time the Broncos have allowed that. But I don't think that's going to have that much of an effect on the game itself.
Nick, how about you?
I do agree with Grant that the running game, both running games are going to be very interesting. To be completely honest, I do think Seattle's front seven and Denver's front seven are about on par. Of course, No'Shawn Moreno is not as good as does not run the ball as effectively as Marshawn Lynch. But you really never know because. But here's the thing with Seattle, the only running back they're going to use the whole game is Marshawn Lynch. And one thing that might happen is that the plays might start getting too predictable, and Denver would figure out how to stop them. But Denver is going to be relying on Monte Ball and No'Shawn Moreno, which gives them a little bit more variety in their running plays. So that's one of the advantages that Denver has. Although, on the same token, Marshawn Lynch is a much better running back than both Monte Ball and No'Shawn Moreno. So that's really why I think their running games are basically on par.
All right. Now, before we move on to the next topic, just a quick reminder, we have just over 20 minutes left in the show. If you would like to try and win a Bill O'Brien autographed T-shirt, Bill O'Brien, former Penn State head coach, now the head coach of the Houston Texans. All you have to do is call in with your prediction of the score, who's going to win the game, and who will win MVP. And if you are correct, you will win a Bill O'Brien autographed T-shirt. And the number to call in is 347-884-8496. Once again, 347-884-8496. And again, if you get the correct score and correct MVP, you will win a Bill O'Brien autographed T-shirt. Now, our next topic is going to be about the X Factor in this game. I know for sure who I think the X Factor will be, so I'm going to quickly say that. But I think that Percy Harvin for the Seahawks will be the X Factor in this game. He is in the lineup. Not sure how much he'll play since he's been out, but he is a guy that is a game changer in all facets of the game. You know, he can catch breakaway speed. He can run the ball. They could run some reverse plays to him. And it's going to be really tough to game plan against him since there's not a lot of game film for Harvin on the Seahawks. So I know some of the Broncos defensive coaches were looking at old film of him while he was on the Vikings. So I think that Percy Harvin will be the X factor, and it's going to be difficult for the Broncos for their linebackers and safeties and whoever's going to be guarding Harvin, because he's so fast and so shifty that if Russell Wilson can find him, get him going early, not only will that open up the passing game, but that'll force them to say, we've got to drop back, cover Harvin, and that'll allow Marshawn Lynch to start running wild. So, Nick, who's your X factor?
I would have to kind of agree with that. Also, basically with Percy Harvin, one of the main things, I think that he could easily be shut down because Dominic Rogers-Cromartie has really done a great job, as a corner. And I think, I guarantee you that when Percy Harvin plays, they're going to put Rogers-Cromartie on Harvin. And that's going to be a very interesting matchup because Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, like I said, has been playing excellent, smart football, while Percy Harvin has the speed and the hands and everything. So I do kind of agree with that, but I also see the X factor in the games being Denver's passing defense. That's another one because they can be kind of unpredictable, like I said, with their corners and safeties and everything, with Dominic Rogers-Cromartie and all of them.
Brandon, how about you? Who do you think the X factor will be?
Well, I'll get to my X factor in a second, but one point that you really, really missed on Percy Harvin was also the fact that he's only played in two games the entire year, and he has really not had a lot of experience on the field with this team, which brings me to my X factor, which is Russell Wilson. To me, Russell Wilson's a great quarterback. He's proven that to me in the past, and he has all the skills and all the talent necessary to succeed and thrive in this league. But I just don't see that happening today. Russell Wilson is a game manager. Yeah, a game manager. It sounds like a curse. It sounds like a bad thing to say. It sounds like an insult. But it's not. He's a game manager. The offense runs through Marshawn Lynch. He has at least, 70, 80 yards in a single game on a bad day. Russell Wilson is the secondary man. He can make plays. He does make plays. He has a lot of great receivers on this team, although he doesn't have a superstar. Well, Percy Harvin is a superstar, but he's not really out there that much.
He's not going to be a superstar today. Rogers-Cromartie is going to breathe on him the wrong way, and Percy Harvin is going to have to be carried out on a stretcher. Come on now.
Russell Wilson's the X factor because he has to start proving himself to be the number one option for his team. Because
Russell Wilson can't
keep playing second fiddle to Marshawn Lynch. And especially if you want to beat Denver, you have to control the clock. And because Marshawn Lynch is such a vertical wide receiver, vertical running back, a power running back, he bursts through the holes, he has the speed, but he's not really that shifty. So that's really not going to do well. The way the Seahawks have to beat the Broncos is to manage the clock, because the more time you take, the less time it's going to take for Peyton Manning.
All right,
to get
and Brandon, I want to disagree with you 100% because
yeah.
to manage the
but
clock, you run the football. You run the football. And
exactly.
The key to this game, we'll get to the keys in a second, but in terms of what you were saying, you're right about managing the clock. That's important. Keep the ball in Peyton Manning's hands. But managing the clock is running the football. Marshawn Lynch can run through this defense. I'm not saying easily. Like I said, they have a very good run defense, the Broncos. But if Marshawn Lynch, you know, goes for 75, 80 yards this game, that means that they're managing the clock pretty darn well. And that'll take a lot of pressure off of Russell Wilson. And all that Russell Wilson has to do, all that the Seahawks offense in general has to do, is be efficient, be effective. They don't need a lot of big plays. They just need a lot of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-yard plays, get little chunks of yards, take time off the clock. But to do that, they have to run the ball with Marshawn Lynch.
Without question. Yeah, John, I agree with that, Brad. And, Brandon, like you said, you think Russell Wilson still has something to prove. It is Russell. It's, without question, he is obviously the best choice for the Seahawks right now. It is. Think about it. It's Russell Wilson's second year in the NFL, and he took them to a Super Bowl. Think about that. And I know I said a lot of it was also Marshawn Lynch, but still, as great as Marshawn Lynch is, he's not like an Adrian Peterson, and Russell Wilson's passing game has proven to be extremely effective throughout the season, and they have enough options on their offense in general. But to say that Russell Wilson still has something to prove, he doesn't have anything to prove. Even if they lose this game, he still doesn't have much more to prove.
Well, I'll tell you what he does have to prove. He has to prove that he is definitely 100% valuable in crunch time, clutch time, whatever the hell you want to call it, because Russell Wilson hasn't really faced a lot of those situations when he is down and it's his turn to drive the team down the field and kick a field goal or score a touchdown to win the game within the final few minutes. That hasn't happened to him yet. I've never seen that with Russell Wilson yet, and I think that's probably what the scenario is going to be today. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be competitive throughout. There's going to be a lot of answering. One team scores once, the other team scores the next. And I think it's going to really come down to which quarterback is more clutch. I'm not saying Russell Wilson's clutch or not clutch because I haven't really seen him in those situations.
So which quarterback's more clutch between Peyton Manning and Russell Wilson? Is that
let's find out.
Okay, so you're basically
– honestly,
in a clutch situation.
Peyton Manning is so much more experienced than Russell Wilson. Obviously, Peyton Manning is going to be better in the clutch. Peyton Manning is 12 years older than Russell Wilson. He's been doing this since not as long as Russell Wilson has been alive, but Peyton Manning's been in the NFL for a very, very long time, since Russell Wilson was still a little kid. So, I mean, obviously, Peyton Manning has much more experience in that sense. It would be and can handle the pressure a lot better than Russell Wilson would be. But Russell Wilson is, how old is he? He's like 24 years old. Yeah, it's not easy. You can't necessarily expect him to thrive under pressure so easily. Like, how many 24-year-old quarterbacks can do that? I mean, I'll be extremely surprised if Russell Wilson would be able to do that.
All right, let's move on to the next topic. Before we get to predictions at the end of the show, let's talk about the keys to the game for each team. I'll start off here. For the Seahawks to win this game, it's going to be about not turning the ball over, being efficient and being effective. Like I said earlier, you don't need 40-yard plays. Obviously, those would be nice to have, but they don't need that. They need those 5, 6, 7-yard plays that'll take time off the clock, but at the same time move them down the field, and they cannot turn the ball over. The Broncos have a good enough offense to be able to afford to turn the ball over. Seahawks, on their hand, do not. They cannot turn over the ball and expect to win this football game. For the Broncos, it's going to be all about their run defense. Because if they can limit Marshawn Lynch at all, that'll put more pressure on Russell Wilson. And like you guys have been saying, Russell Wilson is a young guy. He seems pretty calm, but at the same time, he's never been in a situation like this. And it's the Super Bowl. There are millions and millions of people watching. So if the Broncos' defense can slow down Marshawn Lynch just a little and put a little more pressure on Russell Wilson, kind of stir him up a little bit, we'll have to see how he does. So that's those are my keys to the game. Brandon, what are your keys to this Super Bowl 48 matchup?
Okay. Well, I've been thinking a lot about this, but in the end, there's really only one real key to the game on both ends of the ball, and it's just Peyton Manning. The Broncos, in terms of Peyton, he's your guy. He's your entire offense. He's pretty much your entire team. The entire organization runs through Peyton Manning, his work ethic, his leadership skills, and his ability to control the ball on the field. Peyton Manning is the Denver Broncos. And if the Seahawks, on the other side of the ball, take Peyton Manning out of the game, they're going to win the game. Because Demaryius Thomas, Wes Walker, Eric Decker, Julius Thomas, all great standalone talents. All have proven that they have the physical tools to succeed in the league. But without Peyton Manning, those players aren't putting up the numbers they're putting up. Without Peyton Manning, this team is not in the Super Bowl. And without Peyton Manning, this team will never win the Super Bowl. So it's up to Peyton. If he can stay in the game, if he can make the plays, if he can do what he needs to do, the Broncos are going to walk out of New York with a win. If not, if the Seahawks are successful in taking Peyton Manning, if they blitz him a lot, if they put him under pressure, if they force him into making bad decisions, they're going to win the game. So it's only, it all comes down to one player.
Peyton Manning, all right. Nick, what are your keys to the game?
Wow. Well, first of all, there's a lot of keys to the game. One of them is both teams' front sevens. That's another one because both can be very unpredictable. A lot of it is also Denver's passing defense, which can be kind of unpredictable. But I think the main key is Russell Wilson, how consistent he'll be. Because Russell Wilson is the most unpredictable player in this game and the combo between Russell Wilson and his receivers. And the truth is, the Seahawks receivers are not that great. Besides Percy Harvin, who else do they have that's really that great? Yeah, you got Golden Tate, maybe Doug Baldwin, whoever. But, I mean, I think Champ Bailey and Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, they're both elite cornerbacks that can easily stop them. But, like I said, though, a lot of that has to do with how well Russell Wilson's going to play because, like, he's never been in a situation like this. We don't know how he is going to handle it. And the only person who knows how well he's going to handle it is Russell Wilson because this is mental. This is more mental than physical. We know Russell Wilson has the ability to play excellent football, but does he have the mental ability to withstand the pressure in such a big game like this, the biggest game in football?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Another thing is that a lot of times because of the pressure with passing, I do think that a lot of times they're just going to run the ball to Marshawn Lynch, and the plays are going to get very predictable. Just to kind of withstand the pressure.
Yeah. All right. So before we move on to our predictions, we want to hear from you guys. So quick reminder, if you want to enter to win a Bill O'Brien autographed T-shirt, Bill O'Brien, of course, the head coach of the Houston Texans, all you have to do is call in 347-884-8496. Call in with your prediction for the big game. If you guess the correct score, and the correct winner, obviously, and the correct MVP of the game, you will win a Bill O'Brien autographed T-shirt. All you have to do is call in 347-884-8496. Now, looks like we have a call here. All right, who do we have here?
It's Mike Sandusky, your number one fan.
Hey, Mike from Queens.
It's Mike from Queens again.
Mike, quickly, since we only have about 5.5 minutes left in the show, just quickly give your score and the MVP.
All right. I'm calling about the prediction. I want to get that Bill O'Brien shirt. I don't like the Texans, but I like the shirt. Well, to be honest, I personally think that MetLife Stadium is the host of two great teams, the New York Giants and New York Jets. Now, the New York Giants and the New York Jets playing.
All right, get to the point. Get to the point.
For the Vince Lombardi Trophy.
All right, Mike McLean's going to hang you up. I'm sorry. Okay, I just. All right, Mike from Queens, you're done.
Wait, is Mike serious? Is he serious?
All right, I don't know. Let's get to our predictions now, though.
Yo, just wow, man, just wow.
He had to pull a Fred
Sutton. He actually thinks the Giants and Jets are in the Super Bowl.
All right, let's get to the predictions right now. We have just under 5 minutes to go, so once again, call in if you want, but we're going to get to our predictions right now.
Hey, John.
So, first... What?
Let's hear yours first.
All right.
Let's hear that.
This is one of the most evenly matched Super Bowls in a while. I'm really torn on this. In past years, I've had some ideas who I thought was going to win. But I honestly, I'm really torn on this. I think it's going to be a close one. I'm going to go with the Seahawks over the Broncos by a score of 27-21. Oh, wait, we have a call right now before we go on to the next. We have two calls, actually. Let me get this call right here. 1 second. All right, who do we have on right now?
Two girls.
All right, who is this?
It's Eric.
All right, what's your prediction, Eric?
All right. Thank you again for having me on the show. I know you've been dying to hear it. Well, on paper, the Canadian roster is pretty much the best.
What? What?
All right, Everett, you're done.
All right, bye. We have another caller.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
All right, who is this?
Hey, this is Manuel from Vegas. How you guys doing?
Hi, Manuel. How are you?
Hey.
We're good. Hey, your show's pretty good. I like it. I know you don't have a lot of time, so I'll get right
Thanks
to
a lot.
It. I'm going to go in reverse, okay? I'm going to go in reverse here. You said you need an MVP. It'll be Manning. And it's going to be 21-20 Broncos. I'm sure of it.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
I do see what you're saying, Manuel.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you think? Oh, okay.
All right, Manuel, thank you for calling in. We'll be sure to let you know if you win the T-shirt.
Enjoy the game. Bye.
Thanks a lot. You too.
All right, so we have 2.5 minutes left. Very quickly, guys. Nick, we'll go with you. We'll see the guru, Brandon, for last. So, Nick, what's your prediction?
Well, my prediction, I say Denver wins 27-24. That's what I say. I think that Denver's passing game is going to be a little bit too much for Seattle. But I do see that the game will rest on the foot of Matt Prater at around the 10-yard line. So I see it being an easy field goal. I don't think Peyton Manning would quite be able to score a touchdown, but they're just going to kick the field goal and just win that way. It won't, but it's going to be the game. I can tell you right now the game's going to be a real nail biter. And the MVP I see being Peyton Manning.
Oh, I forgot to put who I thought MVP was going to be. So I said 27-21, I think the Seahawks are going to win. I think the MVP will be Marshawn Lynch. Now, Brandon, we're saving you for last. We have under 90 seconds left in the show. So quickly, who's going to win and who will be MVP?
The best offense versus the best defense. Peyton Manning versus Russell Wilson. John Fox. Everything in this matchup is dead even. It's the best.
So who's going to win?
Versus
who's gonna
the
win?
Best of that. And when you have the best of this and the best of that, you have to go with who's been doing it longer. Broncos 41, Seahawks 38.
Too high scoring.
Peyton's the MVP.
Okay.
Well, there you have it. The guru, the self-proclaimed guru has spoken.
Who is dead wrong?
41-38. Brandon says the Broncos are going to win. So two people, Brandon and Nick, say the Broncos will win. I say that the Seahawks will win. We have 20 seconds left in the show. I hope you guys enjoy the big game tonight. Thank you to our callers who called in tonight. We'll let you guys know if you won the shirt. hope you guys enjoy the game. I'm going to be rooting for the Seahawks to win, but we'll have to see. Should be a good one. Thanks for listening. Be back this week.
Thanks, everybody.
Absolutely. Let's go Broncos, baby.
Come on, Denver.